Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. I just got this brand new version of software on the Cybertruck, and this has been a long time coming to get FSD 14.1.5 on the Cybertruck, version 14. There's only a handful of us that have it right now, the employees and a few of us. My windshield's dirty. I just landed on an airplane. I know you guys want to see this. I've loaded up my first impressions route, and look at this. We've got a button, start self-driving. Now, I have to admit, I tried to back out of my driveway in order to settle this up, and I couldn't get the button to be blue. So in a similar scenario that my Model Y will back out of my driveway, I did not succeed in backing out of my driveway, but I'm not gonna call that any sort of failure. I'm just gonna sort of say I don't know what I'm doing yet. But for the purposes, and where's it going? Okay, interesting. Look, my nav route says go right, and it just did left. What are you doing? You don't want to do an unprotected left, huh? Well, guess what? This is a Chuck video. We're doing an unprotected left, whether you want to or not. I don't know why it did that. I mean, the navigation route even had it going the other way. What do you guys think that was about? You scared? Could it have been the pedestrian with the dog? I don't know. Let's see if I can get it to remap. Going this way. I'm re-engaged. All right. Going straight for the unprotected left again. This is my normal first impressions route. I know the windshield is horrible. I'm hesitant to smear it up right now. We'll just see how the drive goes. I literally didn't even bring my bag inside, guys. I got my cameras up. I got them rolling, put my microphones on. I'm probably forgetting something. Is everything started? Yeah, I got everything on. All right, here we are. NHTSA stop. Let's see where the creep goes. See if the creep feels any different. All right, we gotta wait on a little bit of traffic from the left, and there's our dry wipe. So it's gotta be due to my dirty windshield. Small gap here and you're going for it. Oh, look at that question mark. Yes, and we're rolling for it in the left. Great, that's exactly what I wanted to see. I'm gonna quick edit my trip. I'm not gonna do multiples here. I'm just trying to knock this out before it gets too dark. So now it should be remapping for my U-turn. I'm gonna keep this route up here so we can see. Yep, it's got a U-turn remap just like the Model Y does. I'm in standard mode. You know, we got these modes that we're gonna play with today, including sloth. So everything is the exact same as the Model Y as far as the UI and the release notes that I could tell. But what we're gonna be looking for on the Cybertruck, lane centering on the highway and anywhere else lane centering matters, we're gonna be looking for those weird stutter brake taps to see if that's been fixed or it's just different on the Cybertruck. And then we're also going to look for anything new just behavior wise on version 14.1, because this is the .5 branch. My Model Y, before I traded it in, my Juniper's still not up to it yet. I did get the download to 38.6, I think. The Tron update, I think, is coming to my Juniper now. But I'll get on the 14 branch as soon as the team can do it. All right, here. See what we got? We got a dynamic situation. We got oncoming, face coming. We've got traffic over here to the left that pseudo has the right of way, but I don't see a blinker very clearly. Okay, they're letting me go. Rock and roll, U-turn. Nice. Awesome. It was a little slow, but it was a Cybertruck U-turn. It wasn't like the Model Y getting into the center lane, but listen, it did it. So it just did an unprotected left in light traffic and a U-turn in light traffic. I'm really excited about this version. I don't know if you guys can tell or not, but version 14 on the Cybertruck has been a long time coming. Now, I do have to say, is reverse in here? I don't know. It didn't back out of my driveway. Maybe somewhere on this build we'll get a little bit of a thing. I'm just gonna tap through a few of these things while we're here. Look, this is the autopilot page. So I got the brake to confirm, full self-driving, sort of the same sort of notes here. Guys, I really don't know how this camera view is gonna look. If it's dark and you can't see this, I'm just gonna have to come up with something new. I'm doing the screen capture zoom technique, because of course I don't have a screen capture that's been developed yet. We've been working on it. We have not been able to figure it out yet. I don't have a screen for my new Juniper either. There's no mod, so I'm gonna be doing the recording in Zoom. So that's the autopilot page. Dynamics, did anything change in here? Comfort drive mode enabled in autopilot. So I think that's been there. Yeah, so that's all normal. up here on the standard. So I got Sloth, Chill, Standard, Hurry, and Mad Max. I don't know if you can tell, these icons are a little bit Cybertruck themed. They got little shapes. You can see the little Chill mode had a little Cybertruck profile on it. The little yoke blue icon is gone, just like in the Model Y. This self-driving blue label is all we get right now with the mode. So if the Gate Express car wash is just a parking lot, do I get it? I get a park at a parking lot, so the parking lot option's the same. All right, we're doing a forward-facing through a flashing yellow, going across the railroad tracks. No problem. No issue there. That was smooth. You know, listen, 13.29 was fairly smooth for me too, so I'm not a critic of 13.29. I know on the Cybertruck, some folks are like, listen, it's the lane centering is the biggest issue, and perhaps that is the case. Little creep here, needs to stop. That was nice. He's got his blinker on though, and nice, and we went for it before he turned, so it was just measuring his speed. I am going to a supercharger and do have the preconditioning on here, and I am hearing the kind of the whizzes and whirs you hear with preconditioning on the Cybertruck. I am hearing those noises. It's not super loud, but you can just tell it's doing something. There's our little bit of a NHTSA stop. We got a car coming from the right. We're gonna merge behind them. Away we go. What do you guys think? Oh, look at the blinker going around him. Oh, nice. Now, do you see what he did? It's fine. It's totally fine. He just kind of, it didn't know he was parking. It thought he was kind of pulling over. He kind of did the pull out in the back end, and the truck reacted very quickly. That was perfect. It put the blinker on to go around him because it kind of just thought he was going to pull over. But as soon as he started to pull in to give his radius a turn to back end, it stopped and reacted just fine. I was fine with that. I'm going to give the windshield wiper a wash. This is going to be nasty, guys. I apologize. I'll give you some fluid, though. We'll kind of clean it up. Hopefully it'll be a little bit better. There we go. My truck lives outside, so when I leave it for a few days, and if I don't get a chance to wash it, it gets a little bit kind of dusty and dirty and everything, droppings from the trees and things like that. All right, after this speed hump, we're coming out to our unprotected left turn with the center turn lane. You guys are familiar with that. You know, the Cybertruck has done everything the Model Y does. It just does it with a little bit more of a lumber. Clear from the left. Is it going to go? There's our NHTSA stop. Got to commit. You got to commit. Keep her. Okay, we're busy from the right. So is it going to wait or is it going to go to the center turn lane? It looks like it's waiting. Now we got a car from the left and a little bit busy from the right. Now we're open from the left, wide open. So it's definitely waiting for traffic from the right now. How is it going to decide to do this? Oh, you're pre-rolling. You're going for it. Okay, you're going to go to the center turn lane. You're going to make it happen. You made it happen, huh? Nice. Guys, that was not a version 13 turn there. That was a little bit of version 14 smarts. That was smooth. It was well-timed. I did not feel any brake taps yet. So whether or not the weight of the Cybertruck is making it feel different or they've got a different curve, I don't know. But I did not feel any taps there. That was a very good maneuver. I'm impressed so far, with the smoothness. This is really good. Listen, I know you guys are probably saying, yeah, you said version 14 was good and all the folks that got it, now you hate it. Listen, I'm telling you, this is beta software. If you're not ready for it and you're happy with version 13, stick with it. Don't follow me down the rabbit hole. I'm just saying it like it is. I love this stuff. If it does something new and different, I get excited about it. Okay, so, oh, this is the different waypoint. I've got a different waypoint here. I need to edit this trip. That's not where I want to go. I thought my waypoints were different than that. So don't go there. Keep going. Okay, that was a very good reroute. Very good. I changed it last minute. I thought I had edited these waypoints in my profile, my cloud profile, to go over here to this parking lot, and I didn't. So our first opportunity to reverse in is going to be at the Wawa. You know how I've been backing up into this parking lot over here? I thought I'd put that waypoint in there. Let me see if I get a look at it here. No, I'm not going to mess with the screen. We'll play with the screen and the timing here after a little bit. I'm going to stick with standard here. Actually, let's see what happens on this. How fast is it going to go in standard? There's 40 and a 41, 42, 43, 45 and a 40. Let's go to chill. Ooh, I felt a deceleration. Did you see this little green bar over here? That little green bar, I mean, it's decelerating. There's 42 and a 40. Let's go Cyber Sloth. Dead on 40 and a 40. Let's go up to a hurry. What's it going to do? Yep, I felt some acceleration. Up to 45 already. And then back to, there's 46. See if stay at 47. And then back to standard. Standard didn't really it's decelerating a little bit, but there's a car in front of me now. So those speed profiles are acting very similar to the Model Y, if not identical to the Model Y's overrides for the speed and the behavior. Guys, is this thing gonna back into a supercharger? Oh my God, that is gonna be a game changer if it does. I really hope it does. It didn't back out of my driveway. Now listen, my driveway is really, really skinny. And it's got grass on the edges that kind of bleep, and the vision system thinks it's in the grass, but it's really not. But the Model Y backed up in that same skinny driveway, no problem. So I don't know if it was just the very first build and I don't know. We're gonna have to do more of that testing. But if it backs into the supercharger, that at least kind of gives us the functionality of reverses here. I didn't see anything in the release notes that implied reversing wasn't here. Actual Smart Summon is not here, okay. We're turning right into the Wawa. Supercharger in the back. Nice and smooth there. Moment of truth. What are you gonna do? Plenty of spots. Blinkers on. Parking is charger, standard. Oh, you're gonna do it, aren't you? Reverse, baby. It's reversing. Now, is he gonna one-shot it? You gonna one-shot this? Now, you know in the Cybertruck, you've gotta back all the way. Oh, God. I'm gonna go see if the cord reaches. Stick with me, hold on. The cord reached. Oh my God, it did it. It backed up far enough for the cord to reach. That was awesome. Okay, so I'm in. I'm gonna go ahead and just click okay. Look, see the blue button is there. That blue button didn't show up in my driveway. My profile's coming in. Let me make sure it went to my testing profile. We'll do that in a second. Let's see here. Where's my profile? Didn't change profiles, did it? Golly, I can't get to my profile because of the darn mirror. You guys are probably laughing at me. All right, clear left. I can't see to the right yet. We're going a different way. Why are you doing that? See, look at that. Why did you choose that way? I'm gonna roll with it because it's gonna go onto the highway anyway. But isn't it funny how different? I mean, obviously there could be traffic and other different variables here. It's just going a different way. This has happened to me before in the Cybertruck. You know how you kind of get used to the way it goes to jump on the highway, but in any case, let me get my profile up. I'm gonna stick with it. I didn't have it on there. When I'm driving, I'm just gonna assume that after I parked it, stuck with it, everything looks normal. Guys, it feels smooth. I have not felt a brake tap yet. I need something to jump out in front of me, like some leaves. You know, so I was just up in Massachusetts for a couple days out on Cape Cod. We're doing a whole bunch of leaf raking, and I didn't have a Tesla, of course, but all of you that live up in New England right now, oh my God, the leaves are beautiful color, but they are falling everywhere. And a lot of people have been sending me clips about the blowing leaves on the street that version 14 on the sexy cars, it just freaks out and thinks it's like a rabbit running out in the road or something. But like leaf piles aren't the issue. And like a downpour of leaves aren't the issue. It's kind of the tumbling leaves that kind of give the shadow or the figure or maybe the trajectory of a small dog or animal or something that I think it completely stops. I did see another video clip of roadkill that was dead in the road and it completely like emergency stopped and then kind of backed up and went around it, kind of a thing. So these are things that are going to get polished out. I don't think these are unsolvables, but when you get to this level of fidelity that the cameras are apparently able to see, I don't know if they need to dumb it down or just give it more data to say, well, this isn't that or something. I don't know. Especially in different lighting conditions and stuff like that. You know, you guys can kind of tell it's getting a little bit dark here. The sun's kind of down below the tree line. The second half of this drive, you know, we're probably going to be finishing in the dark. But I'm going to try to do the full drive just so you guys can get to see it. We're getting a little bit less highway with this route than the other one. I guess, you know, I had a few other waypoints to force that corner. I need to rethink that. You guys give me feedback in the comments on what you think about my routes and whether or not it really matters for the drive or if it's just me explaining what I'm feeling is all you need to feel. I have not had one brake tap that I would call jerky. So this feels smooth. The decelerations are good. The lane centering thing, I'm sitting here in the lane and I'm noticing I am kind of over to the left here. I don't know. Is that a lane centering issue? I guess it kind of is. I mean, I'm in the lane. If I'm looking back to the right, if I pull my cameras up, you know, you can kind of see my left tire's got about 10 inches and my right tire's got about 15 to 18. I don't know. I don't know if that's what we're talking about or not. I know that when we're driving down the highway where it goes on the rumble strip on the left side is what most of you guys are talking about, but yeah, we'll just keep looking at it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm also watching this car in front of me who is actually driving on the left line. I'm wondering if it's lead car behavior, it's mirroring, if it is kind of leaning to the left, as this car maybe is trying to look around that van and decide what's on the other side. That might be somewhat of what's going on. All right, we're gonna take a left here on Normandy. It's kind of a sharp, acute turn. This turn, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be a very good example of is it clipping left turns anymore, because it's one of those acute turns kind of around a if I'm not mistaken, I need to remember if it's a median or not, if it's just paint. No, there's a median there, but there's cars there too. It's just, is it going to go wide and then turn left, or is it going to cut it close? I'll put the cameras up when we go around just to show you what it looks like. I got a lead car, so it's probably going to follow the trajectory of this car anyway. Kind of 5:30 on a Monday evening. It's a little bit late rush hour now, so most of these folks have their headlights going home. The interstate might be a little bit busy too. It was definitely busy coming home from the airport. All right, he's rolling. Got my cameras up. Let's see what, okay, we're at a red light now. So they just went for it in the intersection. We'll just wait here. You know, the previous update that I think we got on this before version 14, I think had some dimming of the light bar. I think there was some sort of NHTSA light brightness recall of some sort. I think that patch has been incorporated into these builds. Those of you that drive Cybertruck, let me know if you also notice the dimness. I haven't studied it. I've just talked about it a little bit with some other folks, And I think that they definitely have dimmed it down a little bit. The people that had it happen, and, you know, a lot of people are putting wraps with letters and stuff on their light bars, and dimming it down probably made some of those trim features not look quite as good. But I do think that's been fixed. Okay, we have a car in the intersection. I'm going to turn the lights on here. He's in the intersection. I got a yellow coming. Let's see how this plays out. Okay, he's going. I've got the green. We're waiting. We're waiting. Pre-rolling a little bit, and now we're going. Nice right turn. Kind of had a car to go around and then didn't. That was a great left turn radius arc. That was perfect. I didn't have any issues with that. Now we're gonna zorch out here on the highway. Is that car coming across me? I didn't feel any braking. So far, so smooth. You know, the things the Model Y on version 14.4 was braking for was like things it thought it saw. Paint on the road. Four-way intersections, tap, tap, tap on the brakes. That sort of stuff is what I was feeling. You know, we've had multiple stop signs and hadn't felt any of that yet. So that gives me a lot of hope that when the Model Y or the sexy cars go into, you know, 4.1.5, which I think they will now that we're on this .38 branch. Nice aggressive lane change there. Felt smooth. When I say aggressive, it was good. It didn't kind of hesitate. It just went for it. Ooh, good there, nice brake. He's got one brake light missing too. What I was gonna do, just as we are merging up here on the highway, is I'm gonna go into Mad Max mode. I just kinda wanna feel the vibe of what we got going on here. See if it starts changing behavior. We got a truck parked on the side of the road, hazards are on, he's not going anywhere. Did we give him any extra radius? It felt like we gave him a little bit, not much. I need to edit my trip because this 295 point, I think, let me see if that does it. Oh no, don't do that. Oh gosh, I can't go that way. I need you to go here. Trying to get it to that waypoint and then I'll delete it. But when I deleted the waypoint, it completely did the avoid highways thing. Do I have avoid highways in my navigation? That's something I need to remember here. Navigation. I do have avoid highways in there because I did that from my other routes. So that's why I have these waypoints programmed in here so I can get you guys where you want to go. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. I saw you. All right, Mad Max is on for the highway. Now it's on the highway. That's good. It's exactly where I wanted it. Okay. Navigation. Navigator, go back to sleep. All right, we're joining left here. We got a little bit of traffic we need to merge with. Let me feel how we jump into this traffic in Mad Max mode. Blinkers on. Are you going to go? Oh, changed your mind. Okay, so that was fine, because we're merging right here. So there was a little bit of conflict on the navigation versus turning right here. So this is the waypoints I gave you took away the lane change sort of stuff that we would have done Mad Max on this section of the interstate. So I think it started thinking about getting over, then it realized we're turning to the right and it canceled it. So we'll see if it does it out here on this other section. But man, we're doing 67 on an off ramp. Now 68. Mad Max. Man, you are not afraid. See what happens here on this merge. Good lordy, oh lordy. You are moving out. All right. There's our lane change. We've got a truck changing lanes. How far are you going to go over? Going over again. All right. You stay here, you're gonna go over one more. Talk to me, Goose. Look at that sunset in the mirror. Beautiful. Yep, there you go. One more, look at you. You're gonna go up all the way around that truck? I bet you do. This is very smooth. Lane centering, you guys, I'm gonna let you look on the video. What do you think? I'm not feeling anything. We're going around the truck. Sometimes it biased after the truck. It felt fine to me. It's lane changing again. I know the lane centering issue normally happens after some period of time driving. So maybe this quick drive is not gonna be the best test of the lane centering, but I'm looking up through my glass to make sure my 360 camera's not gonna blow off doing 80 down the highway. Dang. All right, you know what you're doing. It's moving very confidently. I don't know how to describe it other than smooth. This traffic is hard to tell that assertiveness on the lane change. We're not seeing blinkers of indecision. You know, if it's putting its blinker on, it's going around. The Mad Max is the best demonstration of that. Just as a quick example, I'm going to come back down to standard and very quickly just kind of see what it biases down to. Here we're coming back down. It's slowing down, there's standard. So it definitely, I felt a deceleration there, and now we're down into the 60s on the highway. It's a little bit more comfortable speed for me here, but just to kind of show, the speed modes are there. You know, you can also use your thumb wheel, there's to the right hurry, there's to the right Mad Max, and I can, you know, that's the best way to do this, to use your thumb wheels and not mess with the screen like I'm doing. But obviously if I'm tapping my thumb wheels, unless I verbalize it, you might not know what I'm doing. Coming up on a school bus, all the assets are the same. We don't have any special icons or assets that changed here. Still just looks like a truck. I think this is an improvement over the Model Y. I really do. I think the .5 branch, or maybe it's the .38 branch, had some secret sauce in it too. I don't know, but 14.1.5 feels like the brake stabbing issues are gone. That could be a vehicle specific thing. So until we get it on the Model Y, we just won't know. But solid line crossing it there for the lane change, so it aggressively is willing to do that. Getting all the way over in this lane for this lane change coming up. It's handling this intersection like a champ. Very confident. I mean, we went over 5 lanes of traffic just then at the merge as it's coming across. I mean, this is the I-10, I-95 interchange here, and it handled it like a champ. All right, so we're gonna be taking this next exit. So let's kind of see how Mad Max and its speed and the off-ramp handles it. And then we turn right at the light and we'll kind of be going down through Riverside. It's kind of getting down towards dusk. I don't know how the light and the camera is working out. If it's poor, guys, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get this out quick. Feels good. Now, at almost every intersection here on these little right on reds, I've got a green arrow here, so let's just see if it rolls it like it should. The little brake taps would be, this is where you'd feel it. Nothing there. I mean, that was a pure smooth pre-roll there. Oh, look at you going to this spot. What are you doing? Wow. Man, you got all sorts of different navigation routes here. All right, we got a right on red scenario here. Let's see if it does any tugging. Nope, it just committed. That was fine. Isn't it funny how the different cars map differently. The other car goes up here and then that way, and this way just does it. It's fine. I want you to be able to dynamically navigate. I just get used to spots. I didn't know there was a supercharger there. What the heck is that? Let me tap that. Oh, it's a Home 2 Suites. Does it get? I don't think that's a supercharger. I think those are just destination chargers at that hotel there. While I was fiddling with a screen, it was lane changing. I'm not doing a very good job supervising. The light's getting a little bit darker under this overpass. It's kind of dark. I hope my exposure on the screen is working out. If you guys got any tips on managing exposure, just so you know how I'm doing this, I've got my display on light and I've taken auto off and I'm at 50%. That's how I'm doing it. I know some of you guys say dark mode is better. I don't think it is. All of us that have made videos have kind of come to the fact that I prefer light. It shows, I've tried dark. It doesn't show up as much. If you guys disagree with me, give me some feedback. I'm just trying to make sure you can see as much as you can on the screen. All right, so a little bit of a lane change here. It wants to get over. Let's see how aggressive it is. Nice. That was great. That was not tentative at all. All right, so now we got a left blinker here. It's going to be an unprotected left forward facing down this side street on Riverside Park here. No oncoming traffic, so it just... a lead car, we were just following the lead car. That was smooth. You know, it might have been navigating now that I'm thinking about it. See this little bit of rush hour traffic here we're joining here? I think it was navigating around this little rush hour and it just found a little bit of a shortcut there. So I just don't do drives at night like this very often. So kudos to the online mapping navigation, finding a good little shortcut. So now we're right on red. It's just changed. Now we got green and now we're going. Smooth, nothing there. So you know where we're going, right? We're going to the Memorial Park thin chain test. And I got parking lot selected, so I just want to talk out loud. Parking lot selected, not street, because we're going to go out there and see if the thin chain test works. I don't know how it's going to, other than I haven't tested it in the truck yet. Because Cybertruck's never been able to back in, but now that we've got reverse, that's exciting. I saw that cyclist on my screen before I saw her on the actual sidewalk. Same with the pedestrians over here. It's doing a good job real-time mapping all these. All right, so this is just little kind of Riverside traffic. Everybody's going home. Stoplights constraining the situation. Nice little move around him to the right. No problem there. Nobody was parked. It found a spot. See if it does it around this truck. It could go to the right around him. Is it going to? Is it going to wait? A little bit of a right. It waited on him. There was room to go, but it chose not to. So now we're taking a little bit of left at this acute corner here. And we're going to go down towards the river. A little bit of traffic coming, smooth roll. Nice. No brake tapping, no pauses. There was oncoming traffic coming. It did a good job. Kind of a tight little gap here between parked cars and moving cars, and it didn't hesitate. All right, now on the river. Beautiful night out here. Our thin chain is up. See what it does. Parking spot identified probably. I can see the bollards. As soon as it puts in reverse, I'm stopping it. Okay, not gonna let you do that. Thin chain, I can see it in the screen. Bad boy. Not allowed to do that. All right, so I'm gonna edit this trip. Going to the cul-de-sac. You gonna give me my blue dot? What's it gonna take to get the blue dot back? Can I just tap it? Yep, there it was. It wasn't blue, because I was driving, I guess. So this spot over here is the cul-de-sac, and I want, ooh, not parking garage, I need street. See, it won't give me street. Curbside doesn't have street, does it? No, it's just curbside. Charger parking lot. I'm just gonna go curbside, because I don't want, there is a garage over there. See that pedestrian up there? Very clearly saw it. I know you guys had the screen and stuff, might have been busy, but it's seeing everything really good. Okay, he's going right. We got to creep out and get a little, got a jogger to the left. Is it going to wait on the jogger? It's not waiting on the jogger. It kind of crept out in front, and now we're going for it before the jogger got to us. So it didn't, the jogger didn't have to stop or anything like that. It was a good decision because of the execution. Had we had to wait for traffic, it would have been awkward where that jogger would have had to gone in front of us or behind us. A little bit of left turn here down to our cul-de-sac back on the river again. This car is coming out. It made a little bit of a braking action just to measure his trajectory. That was smooth. We got a flashing yellow here. I got a stopped bus. Very good decision making. It was cautious. It was slow. No problems with any of that. So where are you going to park here at the end? I got curbside selected, so we're in Uber mode, right? Because nothing else was available, right? Park isn't there. No, I can't do street, so I'm sticking with curbside. This car in front of us might be sightseeing. I don't know. I'm thinking it's just going to park right here. It's got its blinker on. What are you going to do? Where are you going to park it? You got your blinker on. Pick your spot. You're confusing this other car now. You're just kind of creeping. All right, you went into park there, so I'm getting you going again. Now you're pulling on out. He's backing up, so you got to watch. He's going into that spot. Are you going to, is he going to one-shot it? If he one-shots it, you going to sneak by? Yeah, look at you. Go on by. Nice. Guys, that was smooth. Curbside parking, didn't have street parking. Oh wow, almost got hit by a bird. I want to edit my trip and I want to add a stop because I'm going to do my parking on I know we're at a red light. Let me look here. Riverside parking, that's what I want, because we got to go do the parallel parking on the side of the street for next. That should work. Lots of people out and about. Probably more pedestrians than I normally get on my like 10 a.m. drive because everybody's out getting their exercise, moving around. I sometimes go up to 5 points straight ahead, but I'm going to just go ahead and cut it left for the lighting and hope this video wasn't an absolute bomb. See what we get next. These guys are turning left, so we should do a continuous turn. Don't need to wait on anybody, I think, at this light when it goes. There we go. Hit it. Everybody's got their blinkers on. You just went for it. No pedestrians in the crosswalk. Nice job. See this little manhole cover, the lighting, pedestrians. It's not brake stabbing. It's not brake tapping on any of these items today. The Cybertruck's doing a good job. We got some, you know, iron planks here in the street. Saw a little bit of a pothole. It did a little bit of a jog, it felt like. It is that dusk hour where your headlights are not quite doing all the work. The sun's still there, but you still have the illumination of headlights. Okay, so it's parking here. It's got its left blinker on. but the spots are to the right. Where are you going to go? Oh, it's got driveway selected. Dang it. Dang it. See how I screw that up? I'm just going to let you park here. Don't go too far. This is not my driveway. Okay, you're parking. Okay, now I'm tapping it to get out of this person's driveway. How are you going to do this? I don't know how I'd do this. You're just going to... Look at you. You're just freaking YOLOing it. Making everybody wait. Oh my God, that was awesome. I did not expect that. With that confidence, you just backed up and made everybody wait for you, which is what you got to do backing out of a street like that. It was clear when you went. You didn't like cut anybody off. That was really good. I meant to have street parking to do a parallel or a pull up to the side because I didn't want to go anybody's driveway. But after I committed, I just stayed there. That was good. Nice job. It's amazing you guys are getting this good at making these software versions cross-compatible on these two different platforms. I know that you've said you'd be able to do that for years, but I've just learned that they weren't the same. But for the first time, this feels better than the Model Y on some of the behaviors, at least the absence of some of the problems we're talking about on the Model Y. It definitely does not feel as agile as the Model Y, but you're moving 7,000 pounds of vehicle around. I get it. Your reversing has been spot on, and I've never seen this thing. Oh, where are you going? Okay, what did you just go around? Oh man, what did you go around? Do you see? That's in front, what's behind me? Was it going around that paint? You know how they have these spots on the road where they kind of mark the sensors? It did some sort of dodge at the last second, kind of around something that I didn't expect because I didn't see anything in the road unless it was going around the glare of the markings, the paint markings or something like that. So that was the first indication I felt of like the precision of V14 that I had seen on the Model Y. To this point, it kind of felt like a version 13 kind of smoothness, but that was the first, let me dodge this kind of a maneuver. Got some manhole covers here. It's not freaking out on those at all. This is that time of day right now where the elderly or anybody with poor, I know you, some of you guys are calling me elderly, that's fine. But when your eyesight kind of gets bad and when you lose that kind of, there's a lot of glare from headlights and you can't really see the road. And if it was raining, the road would kind of lose its markings. It's kind of that kind of lighting scenario. I'm really glad to have FSD driving in this kind of a condition. It's confident. All right, so we're coming up on Biscotti's next. And Biscotti's this time of night can be kind of busy if people are out eating dinner and the parking spots could all be taken up. We'll see. But we'll get another parking. What do I got for parking? I need to check here. Parking lot. That's what I want. Because we want to pull into the spaces. Just let it go away. Having reverse is so nice. I know a lot of you guys have been asking about like actually smart summon and stuff like that. You know, we don't have any of that stuff in here yet. It's just not here. It's not doing summon yet. But the fact it can reverse, and if it's this confident, I think it's just the stack needs the 14 stack. You know, I did that one video on the Model Y before I traded it in. And actually, Smart Summon felt like the other older Smart Summon on V13. It did not feel like it had the additional smarts of V14. So I'm guessing that maybe the 14.2 or maybe 14.3 will have the summon stuff, and maybe we'll even get to the situation of having Banish available. But Summon is not here in this version. All right, so now here we're in the little Avondale neighborhood. Biscotti's is off to the left here, so we're looking for parking spots. I don't see any blinkers yet. This time of night, I usually have to park a block or two away from here. I'm not gonna let it just search and search. If it goes around block once, we'll go ahead and change the waypoint. But if it does find a spot or pulls into the handicap spot, if it's open, I just want you guys to see it. It looks like the handicap spot is actually taken right now anyway. Okay, see, it's remapped the loop already. You probably saw that before me because I wasn't looking at the screen. All right, here's our green light. You know, I'd love for it to park on the back alley because that's kind of what I do. You know, you can only go so far. Got your blinker on. Looking for parking. Good luck in this town this time of night. Nothing here. You're kind of going the looking for parking speed, though. I can feel it. Oh, look at you. Look at you. You thought that was a spot, but you changed your mind, didn't you? Now, look, there are some spots right here. Okay. Now, be confident. Oh my gosh. You are a big truck to one-shot that parking spot. Holy smokes. You're not straight. Are you happy with that? All right, let's see how it looks. Can you guys see in the cameras here? Not a great job. I don't know. I'm on the line here, so it one-shotted it, but it was not a good one-shot. I'm in, but not straight. I would have backed up. It was fine that it parked here, I guess, but I would have backed up and straightened up. It didn't do that. All right, but you found a spot, even though, what it says, 2-hour parking, so that was a legit spot. All right, how you get me home? Okay, he's got a stoplight, so that's fine. Big kind of a low spot here. These are patched roads, not potholes. Didn't flinch there. Coming up to the stop sign up here, and it should be stop and left. Flashing red light with the stop sign. This light also has the flashing yellow in the other direction, so it needs to treat this like a four-way stop, even though it's not four-way. All right, there's our creep. Man, there is no brake tapping in this version. None. That would have been a perfect spot for the other car to have been a tap, tap, tap as it was creeping out. See this guy over here on the left on a scooter? Kind of something I freak out about. You know, a scooter in a drivable. No, didn't have a light, no vest, no reflection. Dangerous. But he was mapped on the screen as a motorcycle, but, you know, so it saw him. If he was being erratic, it would have evaded him, which is great. This road pulls us around the Fishweir school that we have the flashing school zone in the morning on. I've done with you guys a little bit. This time of night, it's just gonna kind of join up to that traffic circle. It feels like they added a lot of data to this Cybertruck training. It just feels like a different vehicle. You know, I know some of you guys are like, why in the heck would they be wasting time on V14 on the Cybertruck? They only sold, whatever, 60,000 Cybertrucks or whatever the number is, hundreds of thousands, not a ton. But listen, it is Tesla's brand to have FSD. I know those of you on Hardware 4 or Hardware 3 are like, well, Hardware 3 should be taken care of before Cybertruck. And you have a valid argument there, but I'm just telling you that this vehicle operating like this is an important part of Tesla being able to deliver FSD on multiple platforms. If they can make this work on the Cybertruck and on a tiny little Model 3 and a Model Y, it's a very good use case that they could take this and license it on another vehicle type if they had the right data. How much data is required to make it operate this smoothly? I don't know, but listen, the wait for the Cybertruck for V14 was not exorbitant. It was a fairly quick turnaround. They estimated by the end of the month, and they made it by within 3 days of that. I know the Tesla AI team worked all the way through the Halloween weekend to make this happen. And the employees got it just last night, so it's not like it's been out there testing with a lot of employees either. So this has been in the engineering team's hands for the whole time. This feels like a really good build. Honestly, at the moment, until the Model Y gets 4.1.5, this is the best build. as far as smoothness goes. Now listen, I don't have any leaves, or I hadn't had a dog or a rabbit jump out in front of me or anything like that to kind of, you know, squirrels to test the jerkiness unnecessarily. Puddles, all those things you guys are complaining about, those are real, and I understand that. But if the 38 branch, 2025.38 or the 0.5 is the difference maker, maybe there's something to that. I would say that that's a great, great hope for 0.5 to go to the other cars quickly and learn from this. And if the 1.5 goes out to the Model Y and the brake stabbing is, sorry, I did it again, and the brake tapping is still there, that's another great kind of data point to say Cybertruck is just different in the Model Y, or in the way they're using the brake, or the way they're using the accelerator, the way they're, you know, able to use those controls in the end-to-end model are just different. It's the same computer though. Some pedestrians over there, just right there on the edge, didn't react to them at all, just went right by them. All right, coming back into the neighborhood, it's gonna be a little bit dark with all of these oak trees kind of covering up that full moon that's coming out. As long as the exposure of my screen and things like that aren't too horrible. And if it is, listen, I am open to feedback. If any of you guys are really, really good at DaVinci Resolve and some of these other tools and can help me dynamically manage exposure throughout a cut and stuff like that, you know, with some filters and stuff, just point me in the right direction. I'm pretty good at learning. I just, sometimes speed is my goal because so many people want to see this stuff. I don't spend the extra time because the life of these videos is so short. You know, you guys watch these for like 3 days and then they're done for the rest of the life of the video. Nobody goes back and watch these. So it just isn't worth my time to spend hours and hours and hours to make them perfect. But I do recognize that the brightness in this car now is much different than it was at the beginning of the drive. And if I haven't figured out a way of managing that, then this will feel very overexposed perhaps. So I might need to find that trick. But we're coming up on the end of this drive when we're gonna pull into my neighbor's driveway. What do you guys think? The Cybertruck's got FSD 14. It's got reverse capability. It does not have summon, actually smart summon or anything like that yet. The brake smoothness was perfect. I did not feel any of that. I felt the version 14 smarts. I felt the question mark in the unprotected left turn to start it off. I felt assertive maneuvers in the lane. Mad Max was as bold as it could be going down the interstate at 75 miles an hour. Very, very good. So we got some neighbors here and I'm pulling into this driveway in the dark and I can barely see it, and you got headlights coming on and it just nailed it as if you lived here and you'd never been here in your life. So, hey, thanks for joining me tonight. I'm going to try to get this video out as quickly as possible. If you guys got any tips or suggestions or complaints about the screen, let me know. I'll do my best. But hey, stick with me. We'll see you next time, and have a great day, everybody. See you soon.